Morning, Joe. How are you going? Welcome to 2018.
Oh, wow. I didn't think I'd make it, but here I am.
It's going to be a big year for us, I think, Joe. Let's talk about doggy doors because I might have told you that my dog had a doggy door and had a lot of fun with it. It wasn't so easy teaching the dog how to use the doggy door, but once they understand it, they work really well. So you're going to explain today how you get your dog to use a doggy door, because I know you heard from Janine. She's got an eight-month-old Shih Tzu. How can Janine's dog get to know the doggy door?
Doggy doors are an amazing technology and they come in all shapes and sizes these days, and they're really fantastic because it allows the dog to come and go as they please, especially a trusted dog when you're home or not home, access food and water, come in for shade. So they're brilliant. I'm a massive advocate. But not all dogs like the doggy door. And often what the issue is the movement of the door that freaks the dogs out. So what we've got to do is look at, okay, how do we acclimatise our dog to this movement of the shutter going back and forth and moving, and the dog's got to put their head through an unknown surface into the other area. Now, we've tried lots of things, and all dogs are different, but one of the things I would recommend is first just getting the dog used to that movement of the door moving a little bit to and fro. I would put a little bit of peanut butter on the side where the dog is. So the dog's gonna, most dogs love peanut butter, unless your dog's obviously got an allergy, don't do this. Put a little bit of peanut butter on the door and let the dog lick. Now, just by the nature of that behavior, the door's gonna move. And the dog's getting reinforced or treated because they're licking and they're getting the peanut butter. So then we might put a little bit of peanut butter down the bottom where, you know, the dog's got to kind of swoop. So we're looking at that motion of that dog going through this hole. So we might put it there. So they're now getting used to, they're getting orientated with that size and they're getting paid for doing it. Then we might put a nice little treat on the other side of the door or some
That's
more peanut
with
butter.
My dog.
Yep. Or we might go higher and put some chicken just near there. So again, we're asking the dog to take another small step, and then we just keep moving the envelope a little bit each time. Yep. Until the door comes through. We don't make a big fuss of it, and the dog will sort it out themselves. But it's more that orientation of the movement of the flap that goes, that's what they often freak out about. Okay. And often when they come through the door on their first time, the flap also comes down on the back of their butt. Yep. Which can give them as fright as well. So if there's a treat there, I'm thinking about the treat and not about that little pat on the bum I just got.
I think I went outside and pushed my dog through it. Is that a good idea or not? I said, get through there. Get through there. It worked.
You're probably very fortunate you didn't set up some anxiety there.
That explains a fair bit about what happened to my dog, I suppose. If you've got a problem with your dog, you can drop Joe a line. Just go to goldcentralvictoria.com.au. Thanks, Joe. We'll talk again next Saturday morning.
See you then.